Hi. Hi. There was like multiple round tables, so I like was looking out there like the mirror was another room.
I thought the same thing.
Is that another room? Hi, guys.
Hello.
How's it going? Great.
So, what do you think about Demetrius's Tupac?
He killed it. I mean, he's phenomenal in it. I know you guys are going to watch the movie and know he's amazing, but to work with him and be on set with him while he was getting into character and playing the role is just a whole other experience. So I'm going to brag that I get to walk away with that.
How did you prepare for your role with Jada and Pac?
I work with a woman by the name of Ivana Chubbuck, and she has been my long-term partner in crime. And we do everything together. We worked on Vampire Diaries for 8 years together, every episode, and everything in between, and everything after. And when we started working on this script, we wanted to break down the best way to embody this amazing, powerful woman, and what to use in my life that would connect me to this story, and the good and the bad. So, I worked on it. And I did a lot of research, too. Thank you. I mean, I've already been a fan of hers for some time, just because, you know, she's somebody that I've been watching since I was a little girl. So I felt I already had a good idea of this woman and her energy. But when I realized I was playing her, I kind of went into overdrive and started watching everything and studying everything and looking at every interview and finding every photo from her childhood that I could find.
What was it like preparing for the role? Did you get to connect with her?
Well, I was, when we were kind of figuring out the shooting schedule and moving things around, and by the time I was able to connect with her, I was actually just finished. But she was incredibly supportive and wonderful when I did eventually speak to her, and has been nothing short of a phenomenal woman. You know, to have this much trust. If I was in a movie or someone was playing me in a movie to this scale, I think I'd be a bit of a control freak. So it just really is a testament to her character of how she empowers young African-American women and said, you know what, you got this. And you know, I feel more pressure from the press than I have from Jada herself, to be honest.
Did she offer you any type of specific advice on the role?
She was just super trusting over the choices that I was making and how I was approaching the character and how I was approaching this time, very specific time in her life. I mean, this is a woman who, you know, has had many chapters and a massive career in her own right. So it was a bit more of a specific experience for me, and having the, you know, speaking about Jada in the specific context of her relationship with Tupac is a whole nother beast, and that's something that a lot of people don't know about Pac, was how close him and Jada were and the depth of their relationship.
That's the biggest takeaway I had from the movie, especially that scene where she confronts him about what he said about Faith when he dropped that diss track. Did you know about that going into this role? Did you understand that, you know, Jada had such a specific opinion?
Mm-mm. I had no idea. I had no idea. I remember when I first heard that record in real life, and it really resonated with me later because I realized how confrontational that line was, and all the craziness that song itself triggered. But I had no idea that that was something specific that Jada had an issue with until I did the film.
What was the impression that you had of Tupac? We all know about his life, or think we know about his life, prior to doing the movie, and then what did you feel after you did the movie?
Well, I was pretty young when Pac's music came out. I'm 27 now, but this was a while ago. But I will say that I'm from California. I live
in Hollywood. I was raised in Hollywood, about 20 minutes away from here. This is the fancy part. I wasn't anywhere near here. But I grew up listening to Pac. He was always on the radio on Power 106. You know, Dr. Dre, Snoop Dogg, you know, NWA, like, you're wearing a Straight Outta Compton shirt. Like, West Coast rap, Death Records, like, this is the music I grew up listening to. Like, a lot of people are like, yeah, you know, I listened to Tupac. I'm like, where are you from? And they're like, oh, Baltimore. I'm like, okay. Like, he ran California. Like, that whole music scene, they ran Los Angeles. And even as a young girl in dance class or whatever, listening to the radio, you heard his music. When I was younger, I watched more so like Poetic Justice and Juice because I was pretty young. And then as I got older, I started listening to his music. And I think as I became a woman, I started to look at this man. It was, I think, sometime after he had passed, but I was like looking back on, like, this is somebody I would have totally dated. And, you know, he was so controversial and he was just so different than any other rapper at that time. He wasn't afraid to be poetic, and he wasn't afraid to be vulnerable and to talk about how much he loved his mother and how much he appreciated women. He also wasn't afraid to live the thug life and to showcase his, you know, more dangerous side. And I think a lot of women loved him and a lot of men loved him. And I think that certain rappers today fail to check any of those boxes, where they're not necessarily going to talk about what's going on in the government. They're not going to talk about what's going on in churches. They're not going to talk about these subjects that Pac wasn't afraid to talk about. I mean, if you watch any old interviews of his on YouTube, this was somebody who spoke his mind and said what he felt without any hesitation, without holding back at all, and was constantly calling out the media for putting out an image or an idea of him that wasn't accurate. And you don't see that as much in today's rap music. I would love to see more rap icons. I mean, you have people like Kendrick Lamar and really, you know, socially conscious people, but it's still not quite the same as Pac, you know.
You think it's because it was the way he lived with his mom had a lot of influence?
Absolutely. You want to talk about activism.
Yeah.
I mean, she was a Black Panther. I think a lot of us are inspired, whether we like it or not, are affected by our mothers, you know. And I think that what's so great about this movie is that it shows that you are able to almost pinpoint these moments in Pac's life that affected who he was to become. And a lot of those moments were with Afeni. And I think that's pretty remarkable.
So you were introduced to Tupac first as an actor and then as a musician. Do you think that affected the way you saw Tupac to begin with?
I think the first time I was introduced as Pac, I was asked to bring a book of monologues for like an acting class. I've been acting since I was 5. I have one of those. And I was like, a book of monologues. And I actually winded up bringing The Rose That Grew From Concrete, and I turned that into a monologue.
Which poem out of all?
God, I don't remember. I don't remember. It was so long ago. And I just remember being inspired by his poetry. And I knew he was a rap artist, but I didn't really listen to that until I got to be about, like, 13, 14. And then at that point, I was really getting into music, and I was DJing a lot of hip-hop, like Digable Planets and Wu-Tang and, like, all this kind of hip-hop music. So I was playing a lot of Pac, as this 14-year-old tomboy DJ wannabe beat maker producer. I know it doesn't seem like it now, but trust me, I'm more her than this. So, you know, when I was doing all of that, that's when I became more inspired by him. I was curious as to what samples he was using, what producers he was working with, what label he was on. Like, I was just fully getting into music and kind of the system and how it worked. So
I always remember Tupac and Jada Pinkett on A Different World.
Yes!
And that's like the only time I remember them actually working together.
I've watched that clip and those episodes just multiple times where he comes with that crazy beanie on his head. And no, I think it was
That's amazing that you remembered that. Yeah, I've watched that clip a million times.
Please tell me that you guys had some, at some point in the script's evolution, they had those two, or you and Demetrius, working together on that role. I think that's so telling, because in a lot of ways, Jada's his conscience throughout this movie.
She, yeah, that's a really profound way to, she's his Jiminy Cricket, right?
Yeah.
And I think she would like to know that.
Can you describe the atmosphere on set? How was it working with everyone else?
If anyone has seen, like, or been around me and Demetrius, we're clowns. We act a fool. I don't know what it is. I don't know how it happened, but we've just been like that. It's been instant. Instant bond, instant friendship. And I've worked with a lot of actors over the past 20 years. And he's somebody that we just instantly connected to. And I'm sure it's a lot of it's because we just love Pac and Jada, and we wanted to do this so right and be there for each other so much so as actors and give and have each other's back. That's just between the both of us. There was an absolute feeling on set that this was something that was going to be big. And at the time, we didn't have distribution, by the way. Like, we didn't have, like, I think we were still having issues with music rights. Like, I didn't know anyone was going to see this, but there was this feeling on set where you walked on set and you felt like you were at, like, you went back in time. Like, I mean, especially when they have the Outlaws just hanging out, you know, I'm looking at my right and it's just, it's the Outlaws and I'm just, like, geeking out, you know, and there were so many. Even the extras were into it. I remember walking into one scene and people were like really smoking. And I was like, where am I? Like, I felt like the Twilight Zone. There were these moments where Demetrius would walk on set and I would just get chills up my spine. Like, it almost felt like Tupac was in the room. Like, his spirit was there kind of watching and guiding us. I know that sounds really weird, but there was something very spiritual about being on that set. I don't know how to describe it. I know that sounds really weird, but
can I ask you about the nature of the business that was, you know, I think accurately depicted in this film, because, you know, there's people surrounding Tupac, Suge Knight, Corey's character, that like, hey, I'll take care of you, man. You know, sign with me, or, you know, I'll get you there. Have there been people like that trying to take advantage of your artistry along the way?
Yeah, I mean, that was a huge thing for me. When I was signed, I winded up leaving Interscope Records. I had a couple records and like dance hits and stuff, and I just felt that I wasn't living in my truth as a music artist. You know what happened to the 14-year-old girl that was making beats, you know, in her bedroom. And I just felt like I was moving away from who I wanted to be as an artist. And while I was doing my own record and doing it fully, like, funded independently, I was fortunate enough to meet Babyface and wind up going to and working with Prince at Paisley and having these kind of these experiences with these incredible producers. But yeah, for most of my life as a music artist, I have been kind of pulled to go do what everybody else is doing. Oh, like, you're young, you're cute, you can dance, we know just what to do with you. And it's like, for me, there's something so profound to be a part of a movie like All Eyes on Me, in the middle of me really kind of taking on this music situation, because I'm literally now working with just Babyface to kind of capture what I'm trying to do in music. And, you know, at this point, I don't even care if I sell any records. I just want to be an artist that has integrity, you know. Mm-hmm. And I think that a lot of young girls maybe think that it's about being the number one or wearing this or doing that, and I'm like, I don't know, just spending as much time as I have around the energy of these icons, I just feel like I feel like I'm doing it the right way.
Give us your Prince moment. If any of us have met Prince, that we all have, like, a moment, and I've met him before, so you have to give me your, like, he's pretty funny, he will be very candid with you, so tell us, what was your Prince moment, even though you worked with him for a while?
I'm pretty private about that, just because I'm hyper protective over him and Babyface, so
I probably won't give you a good one, but yeah, I'm just so protective. I'm sorry.
Right.
I'm so protective. But I will say that I've had some really great moments where I've learned a lot, especially like being on this film where I can understand what it's like to have a great friendship and love someone so much and feel like you're doing everything you can to fight for them and for them to win. So I will say that I did connect with Jada in that way.
Thank you
guys so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.